You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The Biden administration is expected to increase payments for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, by 25% above food stamp payments pre-pandemic. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here live with details.
Yeah, David, this is the largest ever increase, and it's permanent. It translates to average monthly aid rising $36. Yeah, so in total going up from $121 to $157 per person on average per month. That may not sound like a lot to many people, but advocates for the poor have been saying that food aid is too low in this country, and we have 42 million people who rely on SNAP benefits. By the government's own accounting, the average household uses up three quarters of their benefits about halfway through the month. So this will make a difference for them.
Yeah, and right now, there's already a temporary boost in money for low-income people to buy food. I think that expires end of September. When do these new higher payments kick in?
So the new payments kick in October. And if you're wondering about the timing there, no, it's not a coincidence. The Biden administration has been looking for ways to make permanent, right, some of the temporary social safety net expansions we've seen during the pandemic. So here we are. In this case, they're going above what was originally there in the pandemic response. Permanent aid will be bigger. And the way the Biden administration is making that change is by adjusting a model of a theoretical grocery trip, which the government relies on to set SNAP benefits. So it's a technical change. They didn't have to go through Congress to get it.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.